Wilmington, North Carolina has been named the first World War II heritage city in the United States. President Donald Trump is expected to make the formal announcement during a visit to the port city Wednesday. About 300,000 veterans lived to see this year's 75th anniversary of VE Day, marking the end of World War II, according to Pew Research. Most of the remaining vets are now in their 90s. Among them, 97-year-old Alex Moskowitz. He still remembers his fear during the war so many decades ago.
In the invasion, everybody was scared. We're all kids and we're all scared.
Moskowitz served in a heavy maintenance tank company sent to the Pacific. They first traveled to Hawaii, where they armor-plated tanks. Then Moskowitz and his company followed General Douglas MacArthur to the Philippines. After that, Okinawa. Paul Phillips joined the Navy in 1945.
My first ship was the battleship North Carolina. I was able to make the last cruise they made.
That last cruise, says 93-year-old Phillips, included a trip through the Panama Canal. Just 2 years later, the Navy decommissioned the USS North Carolina, but Phillips went on to serve a total of 21 years. Both Phillips and Moskowitz will join their fellow veterans at the battleship in Wilmington when President Donald Trump declares the port city the first official World War II heritage city.
This has been my dream. Honestly, the dream's come true. I prayed a lot about this. This has been my dream come true. It was my hope all along.
Wilbur Jones is a military historian, author, and chairman of the nonprofit World War II Wilmington Homefront Heritage Coalition. Jones is also a retired Navy captain, but World War II was a bit before his time.
I was born in the Great Depression here in Wilmington and grew up here during World War II. And the war was everything we knew as boys. It just consumed our lives.
Jones was just 7 years old when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor and the U.S. entered the war.
Wilmington had a major shipyard. We built 243 cargo ships. And the shipyard was in the same area now that the state port is on the Cape Fear River.
Jones says having all five of the armed forces, defense industries, and the headquarters of the Atlantic Coastline Railroad transformed the port city into a bustling metropolis.
And on top of that, the government gave us three German prisoner of war camps here. And the main camp was right across from where Williston Middle School is today.
There is so much rich World War II history embedded in Wilmington, says Jones, that he's worked for the last 13 years with former U.S. Congressman Mike McIntyre and his successor David Rauser, along with senators and governors from both parties, to get legislation passed creating the concept of World War II heritage cities, and to get Wilmington named as the first one.
It makes Wilmington a tourist destination city. In other words, the global World War II enthusiast community, and they're out there all over the world, would be interested in coming to Wilmington, not only to see the battleship, but to see these other sites that we have put up with markers and memorials and schools and parks and such.
President Donald Trump will do the honors at Battleship Park, where the USS North Carolina is now a museum and a war memorial. And veterans Alex Moskowitz and Paul Phillips will be looking on. For 93-year-old Phillips,
well, it'd be an honor to get to be close to the president.
And 97-year-old Moskowitz,
I'm going to be with my comrades.
Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.